Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing great. Got a great story out of Zero Hedge. It's entitled 11 Signs That Consumers Are Very Sincere. Come on, Ninja, get your notes. Let's get it together. You know what? It doesn't matter what you're told in the mainstream media. There's a difference between facts and lies. And it seems like the mainstream media is doing their darndest to cover up a bunch of facts. And the one thing that matters, the only thing that matters from all this information that you get, right? Because people get bombarded with all this stuff. And this story is entitled 11 Signs That U.S. Consumers Are In Very Serious Trouble As We Head Into The Financial Stretch of 2023. The one thing you need to take from all this is that you just get ready. Get prepared for this. If you think there's an economic crash coming and you don't believe what you're being told from the White House and mainstream media, then go do something about it. Save some money, put it aside. Don't get into crazy debt. There's things that you could do to get ready for it. I wish that I would have been more prepared for the 2008 recession and the housing crash than just selling most of my homes in 2006, which I would have had a lot more money because I could have made even more money. So let's dive into the story. We're going to talk about the 11 signs. And then, hey, this is just shameless self-promotion. Don't click it if you don't want it. It's the Black Friday deal for my course. But that's how to get prepared for the real estate crash. And then I've also included two extra bonus courses for one price. If you want it, cool. If not, it doesn't matter. The one thing that does matter is that you're doing something to get ready for this, because this is going to be an opportunity that if it passes you by, you will regret it. All right? So here we go. 11 signs that the U.S. consumer are in very serious trouble. U.S. consumers are getting weaker and weaker and weaker. Today, debt levels have risen to unprecedented heights. But thanks to roaring inflation, our standard of living has steadily gone down. Let me know down below, has yours gone down? There are some people that are crushing it right now. But I'm curious, I don't believe it when the government says last month that your insurance costs dropped over 30% so that they can lie to you and say that inflation is going down. They're straight up lying to you. And if you think about it, I know you don't believe it. You don't believe lies. I don't believe the lies, but there are a lot of people that believe lies. You can see it in the way they vote. So my point being is that you need to get ready for this, because if you're not, the banks are gonna do it. It says, most Americans are working extremely hard, but they have very little show for it. And now the latest economic downturn is really starting to bite. Layoffs are starting to surge again. Once thriving businesses are shutting down all over the nation, and hunger and homelessness are exploding. If economic conditions continue to deteriorate at this pace, what will things look like a year from now? All right. For decades, we have been able to count on U.S. consumers to just keep spending money no matter what the economic outlook was, but now things have changed. Following are 11 signs that U.S. consumers are in very serious trouble as we head into the final stretch of 2023. Let's start counting them down, everyone. Count them down with me. Number one, U.S. renters are spending 30% of their incomes just on rent. Renters remained burdened in the U.S. during the third quarter of 2023, despite a slight improvement as insurance costs to landlords mounted, according to a new report by Moody's Analytics. Moody's Analytics found that in quarter three, the U.S. rent-to-income ratio declined slightly by 0.5% and ended at 30%, a level that is the threshold for being rent burdened. Renters are considered burdened if their rent payments consume 30% or more of their gross or pre-tax income. This comes after last year marked the first time that the median renter household in the U.S. paid over 30% of their income on an average priced apartment when the national RTI reached a high of 30.8. Very important for people to realize this. Also, to everybody that's my student in the how to prepare for the real estate crash course, I just uploaded a new bonus lesson. Please go watch it. It's very important. It's a whiteboard video. I sent out emails to everybody, but they're not getting to everybody. Number two, one food bank executive told USA Today that she is seeing the worst rate of hunger in her career right now. This is the worst rate of hunger in my career, said Morgan, who has worked at food banks in Boston, San Francisco, and Anchorage, Alaska. It's so large, it's hard to wrap your head around. I actually spoke with somebody recently that works at a food bank, and they said that there are people driving up in much nicer cars, dressed nicer, asking for assistance, asking for help, swallowing their pride. This is a big deal, and the government is hell-bent on making sure that you don't know the truth. Type one if you completely agree with that. Type two if you're like, nah, I'm blowing it up. Because I'm blowing it out of proportion. I don't think I am. I think the government will do anything they can to straight up lie and deceive you. So that is why you have to play offensive and you need to get ready for this crash that's gonna come back and sneak up behind a bunch of people and smack them in the face. Because if you don't do it, like I said before, the banks are going to do it. Number three, Wells Fargo just shut down 13 branches in a single week. Six banks filed to close almost 40 branches last week, leaving millions of Americans without access to vital financial services, with Wells Fargo alone axing 13 locations. Wells Fargo has been a leader in the closure of branches around the country, having closed 160 in the first half of the year, according to data from S&P Global Market Intelligence. Isn't it weird that all this stuff's being hacked? You know, we got the largest bank in the world in China, but the U.S. arm got hacked a couple weeks ago. We've got you know, people not able to record their mortgages that they paid on with Mr. Crap Cooper. You've got all kinds of other issues going on in the banking system. I just got a call from somebody I know the other day, said their son was, their daily withdrawal limit went from $2,000 to $500. He didn't even believe it, so he went and checked his account. They said the exact same thing. This was with Discover. Let me know down below if that's happening. It's just weird. Banks don't want you to get access to your funds. Or what about all the almost million people in the country, what, 2 weeks ago, that straight up were told by their banks, yeah, we know you got direct deposit. It's gonna take about half a week to get that into your account. What's going on? Are we in the middle of a liquidity crisis? You know, it's funny. In 2006, when I sold all my homes, I knew that this crisis was brewing in mortgage-backed securities. But when I was hearing the rumors on Wall Street in June that Lehman Brothers was getting axed, it was crazy to watch it in real time. But what's even crazier is to try and warn people about it. Nobody listens. Let's move on. Number four, average hourly earnings for all employees have fallen by 3.2% since your president, not yours, I get it. How many people voted for him? Type three, El Presidente Jeff Morgan. Type four, if you said, heck no, I would never vote for that crazy person. It says, since he entered the White House, millions of Americans have agreed or received a pay cut over the past 2 years thanks to high inflation, a blow to President El Presidente in Chief Jeff Morgan as he attempts to recenter his reelection campaign around Borgonomics. Guy bores me just watching him fall upstairs. The Labor Department reported Tuesday that average hourly earnings for all employees was $11.05 in October, a 3.32% decline from the $11.43 figure January of 2021. Number five, due to a lack of consumer demand, three different major Burger King franchises have recently declared bankruptcy. Gotta be honest with you, I think their burgers suck, but whatever, some people really like them. Let me know down in the comment section below. I think that King character freaks me out. It's like dealing with that obsessive clown. Sorry, I digress. Premier Kings, a 172-unit Burger King franchise whose owner died in 2022, declared bankruptcy protection, saying the operating losses, even after the company closed restaurants, forced the issue. Number six, Vice Media has announced that it will be laying off dozens of staffers. Vice Media, the one-time digital media darling that has seen its value and influence greatly diminish. Isn't that like a totally woke company? Isn't Vice like totally woke? Let me know down below. I'm just curious. So I'm pretty sure they are, so I'd say who cares. Vice Media, the one-time digital media darling that has seen its value and influence greatly diminish in recent years, moved on Thursday to further hollow out its once prestigious news division. Number seven, according to Challenger, Gray, and Christmas, almost 2,000 media jobs have already been eliminated this year. Nearly 20,000 jobs have been eliminated across the media industry this year as of October, according to Challenger, Christmas, and Gray. Well, media, I got a little tip for you. If you stop lying to people, they're probably gonna listen to you, but See, Americans are really super smart. They are. Just ask anybody in this room. Amazon, number 8. Amazon is laying off hundreds of workers in its Alexa division. AI. Amazon on Friday said that it is cutting several hundred jobs with its Alexa division. The layoffs come as the e-commerce giant is shifting some of our efforts to better align with our business priorities. And what we know matters most to customers, which includes maximizing our resources and efforts focusing on generative AI. Number 9. Just in time for the holidays, Citigroup has decided to conduct large-scale layoffs. Project Mayhem. I just made that up, but it should be called that. Just in time, Citigroup will begin layoffs. In CEO Jane Fraser's corporate overhaul, CNBC has learned employees affected by the cuts will be informed starting on Wednesday. Happy Thanksgiving. Now, this is I'm going to bring in some bonus info in a second if you guys want. But this is crazy. Those impacts will include chief of staff, managing directors, and some low-level employees, said the People. The cuts will spread to more rank-and-file staff in February, they added. Number 10. As consumer wealth has dried up, federal tax receipts have been falling on a quarterly basis since the third quarter of 2022. Rather, federal spending is rising more, or even as federal revenues have fallen off year over year for 10 of the 12 last months. Moreover, on a quarterly basis, federal receipts have been falling quarter to quarter. We are about to enter into hyperinflation when it comes to certain aspects of the economy and assets. We are going to see fireworks in 2024. Number 11, last but not least, 80% of U.S. households are actually poorer than when the COVID pandemic originally hit this country. It says as of June, the bottom 80% of household incomes, when adjusted for inflation, that's the key metric. They don't want to tell you this in the government, had lower bank deposits and other liquid assets compared to their status in March of 2020. The decline marks a significant shift from the initial phase of the pandemic, where various factors, including government financial support and restrictive spending opportunities during lockdowns, led to an accumulation of excess savings. Let me ask you this. Do you want some bonus info? I'm just curious, because I'm going to be honest with you. See this right here? Yeah, this isn't shameless promotion. It is. But actually, this is the Black Friday deal for my courses, the Real Estate Crash Course, How to Prepare for the Real Estate Crash. And then 2 bonus courses. I'm gonna go get this real quick and I'm gonna show you why you need to be getting ready right now. You don't need to buy a course. That's not gonna change your life. I believe that course is gonna give you tips and tricks to save you time and money right now and put you way ahead of everyone else when this crash makes its full round. But I'm gonna go get this information. I think it's very important. I wasn't gonna put this in. But this is another story that just came out, and I want you to really consider this headline and remind you that we are not in an actual labeled, defined recession right now. We are in La La Land, and this should prove why it's that much crazier. Data Zero Hedge, existing home sales crashed to lowest level since 2010. They hit record low in the West. You need to realize that in 2010, the reason why there were record low sales of homes was because the inventory was exploding. There was so much inventory, but nobody could afford it because their credit was so screwed up. We are in a time right now, and you need to be getting ready for this. A government inquiry has now been put out to one of the largest wholesalers of loans, and they're saying, you know what? You weren't honest about all those credit ratings, and you didn't cross all the T's and dot all the I's. So we're going to halt everything. We're going to be doing inquiries into every single one of these loans, these mortgage-backed securities. That part, that economy, that part of the housing market's imploding right now. You're going to find out in about 4 months. And it's going to take some time for all this to come through. And you're going to see that I nailed it, because this isn't rocket science. I'm not somebody special. I'm just like you, but I've been through 2 of these cycles already. It's very easy to figure out. That's why I was warning about the commercial mortgage-backed security crisis 3 years ago. And there was nobody talking about it. It's super easy now for people to go, oh yeah, commercial mortgage-backed securities are imploding and it's really hurting pension funds. Yeah, copy. Try being the guy that was that early. And I'm telling you right now, if you don't get ready for this and think about this, the reason why, and people go, oh, it's just because Ninja mortgage rates are high. No, that's not true. Well, okay, Ninja, it's the taxes on the house. Okay, that's actually not true either. There's more. Okay, well, it's the cost of insurance, all that stuff. Yeah, that's cool and all that you think that's why real estate's collapsing, with so many more factors than that. And if you don't get all those factors, you're not gonna be motivated to actually do something about it and then be thanking the Lord every single day you've got more time to save more money. I've been preparing for this since the year 2010. Yeah, no joke. If you knew me better, my friends and family could tell you, yeah, that guy's been preparing and foaming at the mouth for this crash since then. And I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm grateful for every month I've got to save more money. And I'm gonna come out of that gate roaring like a lion. And I wanna take a bunch of people with me. But with the, I don't know, 24 years of experience now, I put together a course. There's the sale if you want it. If not, it's no big deal, but think about this. It says, the housing affordability is at its lowest price since the 1980s. It's no surprise that analysts expected existing home sales in October to tumble 1.5% month over month. Sales actually fell. They were expecting 1.5. They fell 4.1% month over month. That's a big month over month drop. That's far worse than expected and down for the 20th time in the last 23 months, with September's 2% month over month decline. There's a lot of smoke and mirrors, and that's why I did yesterday's bonus content for everyone that's on the real estate, how to prepare for the real estate crash. Go and look at it. And I've got to keep putting these bonus lessons on that thing because it's very valuable to you in real time to show you what's about to happen this spring. And I thank you so much for supporting me. This has been so amazing to meet all of you that are seeing the signs, that finally went and tried to sell their house and found out it was, the word try was very serious, because it doesn't matter what your real estate agent says your house is worth. It doesn't matter what the Zillow says. It matters what someone's willing to pay for it. And what you're gonna find out, and the reason why home sales right now are so bad, they're as bad as the drop, the bottom of the Great Recession, the Great Financial Crisis, for a reason. And get ready, because you think it's bad now, wait till they actually announce recession. And watch how scared people get. But not only that, right now, there are so many people in the last 12 months that have screwed up their credit, like millennials, Gen Z, they missed a couple payments. They got themselves into forbearance. They said, oh, the government says they don't have to pay, and it was a trap, and all of a sudden their credit screwed. And they don't, credit agencies don't care. They're like, well, we're reporting you. Like, well, what's my fault? They don't care. That's how it works. And so you have less people right now that can get a, that not only not afford a house, they couldn't qualify if they could afford the mortgage. That's what's going on. That's how big of a deal this is. Let me ask you this. Say I am in the comment section if you are getting ready for this crash. Say I'm getting ready. If you're not, you wanna sit on the sidelines, you wanna have fun, poke fun, that's totally cool. I love that kind of stuff. Because haters are gonna hate. But the one thing that I'm getting ready for is I'm gonna go and buy 100 houses. I know it sounds crazy, but I can't even imagine. I gave up the opportunity in 2003 for a home flipping show before they even really had home flipping shows. Because that's what we did, was we flipped homes, me and my family, my wife, and it was me and my wife. It wasn't that big of a thing, but I'm getting it this time. And I wanna see you guys get it. And we're gonna be part of the coolest, it's gonna be the coolest party that nobody's gonna wanna go to, because you can only go if you're ready. Hope you guys get ready. Thank you so much. If you guys want, I'll just throw this out again. This is the QR code. It's for the How to Prepare for the Real Estate Crash course and two bonus courses, Real Estate Media Master, where I teach you how to use social media and all kinds of different media to attract sellers in this next crash, and then Home Seller Pro. It's gonna show you how to sell your house right now, because there's a lot of people right now calling me and saying, we can't sell our house. It's been on the market for like 60, 90 days. Why didn't we listen to you 6 months ago? Well, that's okay. I threw that out there because I know a lot of people need that info. All right, with that being said, the Economic Ninja, thanks you very much. I'm out.